Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
One of my SE directors walked out of a deal review last week looking shell-shocked. First question from the customer in the room had been, "Show me your MCP server."
Wait. The customer asked, not the SE?
The customer, sitting in procurement, asking about model context protocol like it was line item 3 on a checklist.
And the team had what exactly?
A REST API hidden behind the enterprise tier, which of course this customer wasn't on yet. So now we're doing this awkward dance of, you can have the thing you need to evaluate us if you commit to the bigger contract first.
Oof, that's broken.
That's broken.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Today, why the GUI is no longer where your product gets evaluated, and what SE leaders should be doing about it this week. Here's the part that bothers me. We have a whole product team obsessing over the user interface. Design reviews, color palettes, micro interactions, all of it sitting in the free tier so customers can try the product. And then the API, which is the same functionality, just wrapped differently, gets locked behind a paywall.
Because that's where the real enterprise buyers are.
That was the historical thinking. But the buyer changed. The buyer is now sometimes an AI agent or a developer wiring your tool into their own workflow. They don't care about your beautiful dashboard. They want the endpoint.
Okay, but counterpoint. API access has to cost something, right? Programmatic load, rate limits, real engineering work behind it.
Sure. Charge for usage. Charge for support tiers. Charge for SLAs. Just don't put the API behind a gate that says you can't even try it until you're paying us 5 times what you'd pay otherwise. Think about it this way. Your GUI is already a human API. You pay engineers to build it. You pay designers to polish it. You give it away in the cheapest tier. Then you turn around and charge enterprise prices for the version a machine can talk to.
When you put it like that, the pricing logic falls apart.
It does. And one of the big CRM vendors actually announced it openly a few weeks back. Their entire platform now works headless. No GUI required. That's not a feature release. That's a positioning statement. They've read the room.
And the vendors who haven't?
Are going to find out the hard way. Because the customers in our deals, not the early adopters, the regular ones, they've started running half their workflow through agents already. They're not asking, "What does your tool do?" They're asking, "Can my agent call your tool?"
That's honest. I just signed off on a vendor evaluation 2 weeks ago. We compared dashboards. I didn't even check if any of them had an API.
That's my point. We are all still evaluating software like it's 2018, and our customers will catch up faster than we will.
So what's the SE leader move? My team isn't building the product. We're selling it.
Two moves. First, walk over to product and ask, "What's our API surface, and is it gated behind which tier?" Not because you need to fix it, because in 6 months, your SEs will be answering this question on every other call, and they need to know what's true.
And if the answer is bad?
Then you're the one raising the flag early. That's leverage. Product moves faster when an SE leader walks in with, "Three customers asked us this last quarter," than when an engineer walks in with, "I read it on Hacker News."
Right. And the second move?
Add it to your team's own vendor evaluation rubric. When you're buying tools, coaching platforms, demo automation, whatever, does it expose an API or MCP server should be on the list. Stop picking tools your future workflows can't talk to.
That actually fixes something I'd been ignoring. We just bought a learning platform. I have no idea if it has an API. We picked it on the demo.
You picked it on the GUI.
I picked it on the GUI.
Look, I'm not saying GUIs are going away. Consumer-facing software still needs to feel good. But the assumption that the GUI is where customers decide, that's the broken part. The decision is moving upstream to, can this connect to everything else I run?
So the move is two-way. Audit your own product's API maturity and audit your team's vendor selection process.
Both directions. And do it before your buyers do it for you.
That's a good one. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.